heaven high, heaven high.
I tried to time it up. Hey, stoners, welcome. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Up and High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani. Super excited for this great show we have today. If this is your first time viewing in, or if you've watched the show before and you've been high and maybe you forgot what the show was, that's understandable. Sometimes I forget what the show is. This is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. And this is a show we've been doing for years. It's a podcast. And it's also a live show. During quarantine, we've been doing live streams like this on our YouTube page and Instagram. And we do new live streams every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. So if you ever want information on that, just check out I'm2FNHigh.com or our Instagram or Twitter at I'm2FNHigh. And you can always find out info about our next guests, our next live streams, all that sort of stuff. Guys, I'm super high. I know we've got two very high, very funny comedians. They're chomping at the bit to do some challenges. But first, we got to meet my right-hand man, my high co-host, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
What's happening, James?
How you doing, DJ Blue Dream?
I'm good, high? Man. I'm pretty high. I started my afternoon off. You're right. With
just smoking weed.
Yep. It's been like a few hours since I took a couple of edibles, and then I took another one an hour ago. So I've just been cruising on a nice edible high. I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this episode. I'm a fan of these two dudes.
Yeah, me too. They've both been on the show before together, on the podcast before. I'm really excited to have them back. Let's go ahead and welcome them. Please welcome to the virtual stage, Mike Castle and Joey Greer.
Stop and hit the ball like
Oh man.
ASMR for coughing.
That was a giant hit. Good for you.
Hello, welcome, gentlemen.
Hello. How are you guys?
It's absolutely blessed to see you both.
Yeah, you too. You guys are in your, I see your quarantine garbs, I guess.
Uniforms.
Yeah. Uniforms, baby.
Quarantine uniform, noticed, baby.
Uniform me as staff sergeant. I'm a staff sergeant.
You're a staff sergeant? It's interesting. I notice you're quarantining in an under construction casino right now.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I've repurposed this. All right, I've repurposed this facility.
It's an interesting story. When he and I entered the seminary, we were put in reserves. And they said, only in the event of something like a biblical plague do you guys re-enter our ranks. So we've recently reactivated as priests in the service. I'm a lieutenant commander.
I'm a staff sergeant.
Is a lieutenant commander a real thing in the military? I mean, I'm not questioning.
I'm not a military guy. I'm a priest guy. So yeah, I know what the religious order it is.
Yeah.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here, guys.
Why don't we...
Yeah, it's great to be here. I was just giving a sermon, and I stepped out.
It's one of our all-time favorite pastimes.
Really? One of my favorite sermons is the Magic Hour sermon. Right at the cusp of daylight and dusk, and I love
it. Yeah, you go. You say, everyone, look up at the sky. Try not to sneeze. Amen. And yeah, it's a beautiful prayer. It's one of my favorites as well, Drew. I'm glad you know it.
Top 10, if you ask me.
Traditional.
Yeah, top 3, if you ask me.
It's the only commandment I give a shit about.
It's the only thing I know.
DJ Blue Dream, before we get started, would you like to lead us in a traditional top of the show toke with our,
yes,
with our guests,
I would,
as well as
yes,
our viewers?
Your favorite ritual of the I'm Too Up and High live stream. Please join us if you'd like, viewers. Grab your piece, your bong, your vape.
Joey, the guy on your screen isn't doing it. Joey, your guy. Okay.
And let's all do the beautiful simultaneous toke.
Here we go. Hmm.
Oh, yeah. It feels nice to know other people are getting high at the exact same moment you are. Damn, James, that weed is making you fully disappear. It's incredible.
Did its job. It did its job. I've disappeared from the earth.
Good night, sir.
So how high are you guys right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Where are you guys at?
I'm pretty good. I'm probably like at a 5. I haven't smoked weed in maybe 6 months.
Whoa. And you're still high on a 5 from that?
Yeah. I would say that's the classic misjudgment of someone who hasn't smoked weed in a while, where he thinks he's at a 5. He's like, I'm on the level. I'm totally chill. I'm having fun with my friends. But in reality, he's at a 10. And in like 1 minute from now, he's going to be like, man, I look like
absolutely
a wet rat. Everyone thinks I look like a wet rat.
There's no way you're only a 5 right now. Because if you haven't smoked weed for 5 months, yeah. Buddy, you've been anxiously combing your hair so hard it's now been ripped out of your scalp. That's how high you are. You're at least an 8.
You literally are the guy in your backdrop.
Yeah.
I would say I'm at a Holy Trinity 10 out of 10.
Wow. Wow.
I love 9 out of 9, my man.
9 out of 9.
No. My 10 is divisible by 3. That's why it's holy.
Oh, I like that.
Whatever, yeah. Dude.
Christianity and math, they go right hand in hand,
yes,
right?
Yeah, Christianity math means you make up any equation you want, but it can't make sense. So if it logically makes sense, then it is not considered, it's not holy.
You know the solution already. You just have to figure out what can equal what it is you want it to equal to begin with so that it makes sense for you.
That shouldn't be correct. The math should not work out correctly. 10 is divisible by 3.
Always.
It's correct only in this kind of math. You understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, God bless you.
So excited. So excited that you guys are here. We've got some really fun comedic challenges for you guys. We're gonna jump into this.
I don't like that challenges word, I gotta tell you right away. I don't like that challenges word.
We like That's trials fair. And tribulations.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to comedic.
We got some comedic trials and tribulations for you guys here.
Yeah, very biblical.
We'll make sure
our show.
We got to change our posters now, DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah, we do. We need a
more. Sorry, boys, but it's worth the extra work.
Hate to be the one to tell you, gentlemen, but
but it's just, it is what it is.
That's just how we're doing it from now on.
Man, I love it. Let's jump into this first segment here. This segment is called The Hypothetical Situation.
Hypothetical situation.
And so the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high and I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation and you guys are going to act that hypothetical situation out. The theme for this, and actually the theme for this whole episode, we decided to have a little bit of fun and make this whole episode themed to this. Is brothers. Brothers is the theme. Are you guys brothers? Not you to each other, but do you have siblings?
Wouldn't you say that everyone in some way? Everyone in some way is someone's brother.
I consider myself a Christian brother and the brother of man. So, how's that for a straight answer?
Okay, great.
It's not.
Great. No, that's
not one.
That's a good answer.
Forgive you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll never know. We'll never know if they have brothers. Okay.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
No, the answer brothers. Is yes. We're both brothers. And brothers of man.
And brothers of man.
So you'll know. So you know. Now that's the answer. And so anyone can write it down.
Just stop answering the question, dude. Okay. Stop answering the question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's just move along then, I guess.
Let's just move on. Let's just move on.
I forgive you, and I forgive my outburst. Amen.
Yes. I forgive your outburst too. And I forgive jumping in.
I forgive too. I forgive both of you guys. Bless for completely, for completely throwing this show off. I forgive both of you guys.
No, I appreciate that.
It doesn't count when it comes from me. You can't forgive a priest.
Only I can do that.
You cannot forgive a priest.
The show
is supposed to be so tight and so perfect. And here you guys come in with your energy and your chaos.
Look, if I could just take a sidebar for a moment before we continue.
A goddamn second.
All right, if I can just have an opportunity to
quiet
speak.
Quiet down your fucking casino. I can hear the dinging.
Hey, quiet down back there. I'm trying to talk. If there's any way, we're already on the side of the road. Pop open the trunk. Let's get the sandwiches we made earlier. Let's chow down on them. Let's have a little powwow, okay?
So you're kind of saying let's have as many asides right now as possible before we get to the main event.
What I'm saying is we already got a new tire on the car. Yeah. My hands are full of oil. Your hands are full of soot. We're looking at each other going, dang, I'd like a brew. I can't drink and drive. Not only is that illegal, that's fucking wrong. But you know what I can do? I can go back to that.
Repairing. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I can go back of the car, pop that back fender out, make it smooth the way I bought it, right? Put those stickers of Disneyland
on there. Restore it to the old day, the AD, baby.
Listen. So if I can, I'd like to give it back to you, James.
All right, great. Thank you for that segment, Joey. That was great. You guys all know that segment where Joey just goes on a stream of consciousness rant. And it was great. It was wonderful.
Father Faulkner.
So for this first hypothetical situation, you guys are going to do both of these together. You guys are both biological brothers, and you're also both Catholic monks. So this kind of works out completely unrelated you guys are wearing this, which is really funny. And you grew up very competitive. And so your situation is you are leading a morning prayer together and you're having a hard time keeping your competitive juices, holding them down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, I forgive that for sure.
Great. Great. Mike and Joey, here we go.
I want to give a big thank you to little Danny Dananian. He is, give him a big round of applause.
Okay, to clap. It's okay to clap because there are some people put restrictions on themselves when it comes to making noises. That's something that I wanted to talk about today, absolutely. When
we will get to, we will get to.
With the option. Go ahead. Interruptions. Sometimes you got to give in to them. Sometimes you got to almost give in and move past it. That's something I wanted to talk about with in terms of conflicts in our families. You can go ahead and raise your hand if you have a conflict with your family. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, no, I didn't want the example.
I understand. And that's kind of the point, though, because we don't want examples. If we think about what an example is, it's only going to be something that's going to make us not be the thing that we want to be. So if we
you go ahead.
Exactly. I know that. But what I don't know.
Do you guys ever, you're trying to find the words, but they're just not coming to you? Now, we said this last week, but I want to reiterate again this week. We are trying to make our sermons a little bit more like
spicy, a little spicier, huh? So we really want to kick up the notch. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We really want to kick up the notch. We want to make it an infomercial because we want everyone here to know that not only, hey, let me tell you something. If God wants to sell you something, you better open up your pockets and you better let him in because he is the only one who has an answer to you. Yes.
Let's go ahead and take a question. Let's do some Q&A's
right now.
Actually, my question is more of a request for Father Joey. Could you keep it down a little? Because there's a full sermon going on behind you towards the other side of the room.
Right. Okay.
It's a little loud for us. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. I think it's all right for all sermons to become one. If you can hear my voice right now, You're in my sermon. So even if there's another
and if you
priest
can hear
there,
my voice, if you can hear my voice
up there, you have
then
to
you're
understand.
In my sermon.
If you put your hands on your ears,
everybody
you
put
sin.
Your hands on your ears.
You are
everybody put your hands on your ears. Father, can I talk to you for a second? Here. Father, can I talk to you for a second?
Okay, yeah, you can talk to me for a second.
Hey, Mass.
We look like fucking idiots.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, Mass, why don't we take a five?
Let
okay?
Let them go. Let them
Mass.
Go. Look at me.
Mass.
Look at me. Let them go.
Hey, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Mass. Hey,
come here. Hey, listen. Listen to me. Listen. Hey, you got a little carried away. Hug me. Hug me. Hey.
Halt there. Halt there. It is I, the Alpha, the Omega. The Almighty. Can I get some entrance music, please, DJ Blue Dream?
Yes. In 1 second, God. In 1 second,
no,
God.
No.
If everybody
no,
could just take
now.
A
not in 1 second. No, not in 1 second. I'm God.
Thank you very much for that. I didn't need it. But let's, God, just give me 1 second.
No, that was for, that was
you
for
let
me.
God go. God, I'm letting you go. God, I want you to notice I am not interrupting, all right? I'm letting God go. And the reason you let God go, if you consider what God is and who he wants to be, you got to understand you want God to go first. So with that, I introduce God.
God, can you hold on 1 second? So listen,
yeah,
I think
this is my mother on the floor.
I
that's it. That's it. That was brilliant. That was great, you guys. That was great. Oh, man. Really fun. Seems like perfect setup for you guys. You're wearing priest outfits.
It's unbelievable
for you guys to play competitive with each other. It's perfect. Perfect.
You know, you can go into any 7-Eleven or any kind of like a gas station, any place that sells cookies, milk. If you if you go into any like any store where there's
go on.
If you go
no,
into any
good,
store
that's a good point.
If you go into
he's only a five, everybody. He's only at a five.
If you go into a store, okay, let's say they're selling cold pizza, warm pizza. They're selling hats with cities that you're not in. If they're selling hats, you know, you're in Cincinnati, they got hats that say Los Angeles, Vancouver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, why? Yeah. Why do they do that? You can think about that for a second.
That's
think about that. Like, you know,
not false advertisement.
Not no, it is. It, time out. It is. Okay. And I, hold on.
Commissioner. Other places you can want to represent.
Commissioner.
I'm not saying you are there.
Commissioner, I have 2 minutes to speak.
Am I dying right now?
Commissioner, I have been allotted 2 minutes. I will use those 2 minutes, Commissioner.
You've gone on for 5 minutes. We've
hey,
given you leniency for no reason other than who your father is, okay? I feel like that was just an episode of Franklin and Bash.
Yeah. So let's do this other hypothetical situation, you guys. So with this situation, you are the Brothers O'Grim from Ireland, and you have decided to put an Irish twist on all of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales.
And we'll be the hosts of a BBC radio show. That's the BBC Literary Hour, bringing you on to share some of those twists with our audience.
And we'll ask you questions about it and such. Make sense?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
It makes almost too much sense to me.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. DJ Blue Dream. Oh, nice.
Welcome to BBC Radio 4. literary hour on the hour, where we discuss the Britons, most famous authors and poets of the Britain, as well as of the surrounding the continent. With me, as always, is my host, Professor of Literature at the Cambridge Trinity College, Professor James the Man Mastriani.
Good morrow, everyone. Good morrow. Today we will be... Thank you. Today we will be studying the works of one Brothers Grimm fairy tales. But we have two very special guests here today. Two young men from Ireland. We all know Ireland. They're very close to where we're at here in England. So we all know that area very well.
Yes, my favorite thing to do at the top of the BBC radio show that we do is when we remind the listeners that we are in England, and it's close to Ireland, it's also close to Scotland, and Wales.
Yeah, Wales. It's funny because people forget Wales sometimes,
yes.
I think.
Well, we have the...
smaller culture.
That's right. I actually have some Welsh relatives. It takes a lot of phlegm to pronounce a lot of the names in Wales.
Nah.
Caerdydd.
I've never seen one in real life, a Welsh person, but...
They're not fictional. We're not going to go into this debate again, James. They're not fictional.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I've never seen them or their wings or their wings on their backs. Not...
All right. Please welcome the venerated and esteemed Brothers O'Grimm.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for letting us on.
Thank you for having us. Can I say this first, Mr. Man Mastriani, that I really appreciate you talking about how much we know Ireland. We get it. We understand it. It's an idea and it's a place. And there's people there and all that.
A lot of people think that Ireland is below Spain. Sorry, that's I was going
to
say.
No, but that's Portugal.
Yeah.
Portugal's below Spain. So that's something to be mindful of. You know, England's also close to France and... a lot of parts of Europe, so.
To me, it does not so much matter if you know where a place is, so long as you just know you can't say anything about it.
Right, exactly that. It's not just the story of the house that things in it, but just the Ireland is a place on the back.
Do you want
so this idea is it? Oh yeah, go for it.
Do you want to accept the chocolate-covered strawberry? Just say you want to accept it. Somebody's waiting to serve you chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, look at all that. I'll definitely take one.
You should receive it in your mouth. Or obviously trying to put
please,
it in your
please,
mouth.
Please.
It's making
please.
Me so uncomfortable. Will you please accept it? They've been holding it there. Their arms must be so tired. Please just take
one
it
moment.
From their hands.
Before I accept this thing, I just want to say to little people to come in here and love to hand me these strawberries cold and trouble here. I say this. I said it from the bottom of my heart. I love it. I love it. The idea of England sort of a gentleman's come town. That's as it that is. And one of the things that they say that that'll be so far is that no one on to come on. And if they know that like that, let it be that because it's only we out there. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Let's pivot to the stories. Now, I have a copy of the book here. That you've written. It's yes, beautiful.
Oh, it's a heavy book. It's a heavy book.
Barely...
it's near invisible.
Yes, it's beautiful. Let's look. Yeah. Let's see. You have a take.
We chose to go with the glass pages and the glass cover because we thought it would just look a little more fancy. Mm. If it's all etched in glass, when you read it, you don't see it at all. So you got to really focus.
And the problem is, people always say this, so what's the worst thing to happen when I read a book? Paper cut's the worst thing to happen. It's made glass.
So well, everyone knows there's good luck in cutting your finger on glass.
Well,
legend has it in Ireland. Say Pat.
Irish legend says cutting your finger on glass gives you 2,000 years of good luck.
Well, speaking of cutting your fingers on glass, you know, that does remind me of the famous mirror breaking in an old Grimm's tale that you have rewritten here. So tell us about, I think it's the Grimm's original, but tell us about Snow White.
Before we say anything about any of the stories, I think it's very important for us to let you know, neither of us read any of the Grimm's original tales.
Can't be more clear.
About this book. We thought to have a really Irish take on it, we would just go from memory, from if someone read it to us or if we had heard it, someone talked about it. So a lot of the references are almost invisible.
That's cool. Think about this. The idea of the Brothers Grimm made all these stories. Huh? But then we say, we got someone there, something a little different.
Now, let me ask you this question. You know, in the original Snow White story, Snow White had seven dwarves.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do you think those dwarves were supposed to be Welsh?
I don't know. I didn't try to start and read it. But if you're asking me if the people on Wales have wings and are able to see through objects, yeah, I believe that.
Okay, come on.
Remember that in our reconception of that that classic tale, we made, instead of dwarves, it was cans of jelly. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Like cranberry jelly from a can instead of the dwarves.
Because and the there's a part of it is when you're writing something, and this goes out to all the people, young people thing, and all those young people that came in here holding strawberries, eh? All those people there looking at her, look at that. They had the fear in their eyes.
Admirers, anyone who's trying to learn from us, come on.
Anyone doing that? Remember, write what you know. More importantly, write what's around you. Don't I see no dwarves around there, but what I do see, cans of jelly. Cans of jelly.
Almost everywhere you look, there's a can of jelly. And it's just familiar. It's familiar imagery, frankly.
Too much jelly on the marrow, too much jelly on the sea, too much jelly on the hilltop, too much jelly.
Well, that is the song that will take us out today for this episode of BBC's English Literature. Although today was specifically Irishman, which is near England, not too far away. Thank you so much to the Brothers O'Grimm.
Thank you.
And thank you again for tuning in.
Pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
That's the hypothetical situation. Oh, man. Oh, that was fun.
Just derailed immediately.
Yeah. Oh, no. Somebody's not social distancing.
Uh-oh, come on, everybody. Topless baptism's over here.
Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com.
Tell us how high you are out of 10. I want to see if anyone's higher than Mike thinks he is at 10 right now.
Holy Trinity.
I'm good. I think I'm good. I don't know. I think I'm good.
Well, then, if you're good, then we're now going to do this next segment. This segment is called Stoned Game Show.
Stoned Game Show.
Nice. So I'm going to go straight into a game show here, you guys. I'll describe the rules of the game show as we go through this. And you guys are going to compete. And you will get, we'll talk about it once we get into it. Cool?
So we're agreeing to play a game for prizes we don't know yet.
Correct.
Prizes and penalties that we
win. Oh, Jesus.
Right.
tribulation and trial.
So, DJ Blue Dream, can you hit me with a little bit of intro music here, my man?
And do please keep it down for my
Welcome back to another episode of America's favorite game show, Name the Other
Brother.
That's right. This is the game show where we give you the names of some famous brothers, and you have to see if you can name the other brother correctly and what brother tandem they're a part of. We've got two very special guests tonight.
We do indeed.
Both are very high comedians right now. Please welcome Joey Greer and Mike Castle.
Ooh, hello.
And of course,
hello.
For the first time in I'm Too Up and High history, the audience will be competing as well.
Oh my God.
And that's my co-host, DJ Blue Dream.
That's right.
And
I just want to say, first off, I do not agree with the decision to allow the audience to play. That is not what I signed up for, and I am specifically against them.
If I can jump on that too, if I can just jump on the door that Mike has just kicked open with a hard, swift horse kick. I think the idea of bringing the audience in is a threat to us. Okay.
Yes.
Because what if the?
I agree.
Well,
because it's like saying like we don't know. We're not going to know the answer.
No, you know? It's also I don't know if you guys saw it, but in that email we sent before that you guys signed, you did agree to Venmo any members of the audience who get the answers before you do. $15.
Yeah, no, right. We did it. Yeah, of course.
Correct.
100% correct.
That makes sense to me.
That's right.
But I don't like the premise that led to that.
Okay. Well, are you still going to do the game show?
Of course I'm going to do it. Am I winning or what?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Am I up?
As we know, this is for the whoever wins this game show, the top prize is you get your own building.
Oh, give me that building.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we don't know what kind of building it is. We don't know if it's a big one or a small one or what city it's located, but the winner will get a building of some sort after the end of this.
This buildings show. Will outlive us all. Go on.
That's right.
Buildings. I'm going to get a building.
Joey, you're well first. Said. Now, Mike, if Joey doesn't get this, you can always gain points by taking it away from him. But he has 30 seconds, okay? Name the other brother, Greg, Peter, and 30 seconds.
After 15 seconds, we can give you the last name. We're talking for 20 seconds or so.
Okay. Yeah. So after 20 seconds, you're going to give me the first and last name?
Just the last name.
Yep. Just the last name. Yeah.
Now, those two names again were
Greg and Peter. And these are famous brothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know those names.
Or maybe we'll just give you a hint. We'll give you a hint.
Let's see.
15 seconds.
And then when does I jump in?
After his time goes up, you can jump in and take it.
When does my time start?
You've already down to like 5 seconds.
Here's a hint.
Okay.
Fictional.
Sasha. Final answer. Lock it in.
Locked in. Sasha is incorrect. Mike for 25 points.
I want to say we're going with Brady's.
Yeah.
And it's.
That is correct.
Bobby.
That's right.
Very good. For 25 points, Mike.
He had a lot of help from me.
Yeah. Once we got Sasha out of there, I was like, all right, now I'm
sure. DJ Blue Dream with our next challenge.
Okay. So for your next Name the Other Brother challenge, this is for Mike. Yeah. Here we go. Don
Eric and 30 seconds on the clock.
It's a Trump, so it's a little Trump, Mike.
The Baron?
That is correct. Correct.
Thank you.
Baron. Fuck. Baron Trump. Very good. Very good.
Fuck, man.
Had you not just helped me, man, I would not have gotten that.
Joey, you just helped him.
That's a good man.
Right. He said Mike's
this
at 50.
This fucking sucks.
We're at 50-0, if I'm not wrong.
No.
But I'm not sure what point scoring system we're using, so maybe.
No, that's correct. Okay. That was for, 25 points. That's 25 more points. Joey, it's back to you. Name the other brother, Daniel, William, Steven, and 30 seconds. Daniel, William, Steven, and...
And they're all in a band? Is that what the question is?
No, that's...
Also,
nope.
It's we have to know, when does his time start?
As soon as I say, you have 30 seconds.
When did you say that already or no?
Yeah, I said that right at the very end of the question.
Well, how much time has passed?
So you have like 15 seconds. Daniel, okay.
Right.
William, Steven, and...
Okay, repeating them doesn't help. Let's see. They're a band, you said?
You okay, kept saying band. He repeatedly said band. You're on okay, the right track.
Troger.
Troger is...
No. Troger.
Troger is not a name, I don't think, at least not traditionally. And these are all very traditional names, so that really would be an outlier. Yeah. Mike, you have 30 seconds.
Okay.
Daniel, William, Steven, and name the other brother.
Daniel, William,
Steven.
Just to poison the well a little more, I will have you know that an audience member has gotten it.
That pisses me off.
You know what? Okay,
all right, all right, all right. I'm locking in final answer. Troger.
Troger is absolutely incorrect. It was incorrect when Joey said it.
Is that what you said?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't hear yours.
The correct answer is Alec. They are the Baldwin brothers.
Of course,
brothers. Probably the most famous brothers that ever existed.
Yeah, right. Billy Baldwin. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I know that.
Stronger.
Okay, we'll go right to Mike. Here we go. I feel like
here we go.
Okay.
He just went.
No, you had that one. Okay.
Yeah, that was yours first.
Before, yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Because like he just went.
No,
I
sorry.
I do feel like they just
Joey,
went. It does feel unfair.
No, no offense, Joey, but you've hurt your chances every time. You're self-destructing on national television.
I don't have to win again to win. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
Nope.
Like it's, I can just call it. I can phone it in now.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
All
right,
Mike. Your brothers are Michael, Jermaine, and
Tito Jackson.
Any guesses, Mike? I mean, I feel like we got to give like a bonus point or something.
I'm going to lock in.
That's right. We're going to give a bonus point. Mike, if you get this, you're going to get an additional 25 points. So this one's for 50 points. Just for you, buddy. This would take you up to 100 points to nothing.
Oh my God. What a deficit.
Troder, final answer.
What'd you say?
Troder.
I don't know why you would say that, Mike. I don't know why. I mean, Joey really literally just gave you the answer. That
Didn't
is incorrect.
Troder?
Joey, Joey, you now can steal this. You have 30 seconds.
I know.
What's the answer? Yeah.
Schroeder.
No, no. You said it before. The same thing you said before.
Schroeder.
Not that thing.
Schroeder's my answer. Lock it in 100%.
You know what? I'm giving you 50 points because you did say it earlier. So I'm giving you 50
points. Fuck you for giving me 50
points. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay, you know what? You get 75 points.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, suck my ass.
It's rigged. It's fucking rigged. Are you kidding me? You said 70. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
All right, we're going directly to the final round. Mm-hmm. Final round, bonus rounds.
I can't believe okay? this.
Either one of you,
I'm gonna give you
can answer this.
Either one of you can answer this. This is going to be the lightning round, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a bunch here. And you have...
I need a building, baby. Daddy needs a building.
Okay, here we go. Joey, this one's for you. Groucho, Harpo, Chico, name the other brother.
Uzo.
No, it's Joey's turn.
Mike, go for it.
Ozo.
No, that is incorrect, Mike. It's not Ozo. Groucho, Harpo, Chico. No, said that one. It's like a, think of a lighter. Like a
Zippo.
Pretty close. But one vowel away.
With an E instead.
I forfeit that one.
Okay, great. Perfect. Let's go to the
next. All right. Go to the next one. Joseph, John, Robert, and...
What's the question?
Name the other brother.
Name the other brother. Joseph, John, Robert, and
Theodore.
In
nope, that's the
oh, actually, marks. That's correct, isn't it? Kind of. I think that might be the full name.
That actually counts. It's Ted. You get me. So that actually
we're
counts.
Talking about the Theodore, Kennedys.
Yeah, the Kennedy brothers.
Oops, Daisy.
All right, final one here, guys. Fredo, Michael, Sonny, and?
Cher, our final answer.
It's not Cher. That's not a brother.
I'm going to back his play. Cher?
You can't. That's not a part of the rules.
Yeah.
We don't okay. back plays.
Okay.
The
let's
answer
see.
Start. Is Tom. Who is it?
Huh. Alex. This Alex.
Brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations, Joey. You win.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think that's right.
You get a building.
I don't think that's morally right.
I think there's a chance that the audience might have taken this one. I think Mary and Kayla answered more correctly.
There's just no way. There's literally
no
way.
There's no proof.
Oh, well, you guys got to Venmo them $27 a piece.
Okay, 27 you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's I need to get my funds in order.
Yeah, if you don't mind, let me just get some things in order.
I'm going to need to liquidate some assets before I'm able to expunge that cash to you.
It won't be quick, but it will last, okay? It won't be quick, but it's forever.
The Sword in the Stone is based on a real story.
Both of you guys look like crazy Fox News correspondents.
Yeah.
Listen, if you think the virus is so bad, then why don't you come over here and cough with my open eyes, okay? I mean, I'm walking by people all the time. We're drinking Mai Tais. People are coughing into each other's eyes, and I'm fine, okay? I haven't felt my back in a long time. I'm fine, okay?
Yeah, you look fine. You look great. Great job, guys. That was Stone's game show. Let's jump to this last segment here, you guys. This is a blast. This next segment is called Puff Puff Podcast.
You can hit my weed, but just
podcast.
So Puff Puff Podcast is basically you guys are going to be giving us some samples of some podcasts. We'll be giving you the titles of the podcasts that are coming up, and you're going to give us like little one minute samples of the different episodes of that podcast. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Awesome. So as you guys know, here on I'm Too Epping High, DJ Blue Dream and I really like to showcase other podcasts.
That's right.
You know, we don't like to hoard all of the millions of followers that we have just for ourselves.
That's right. We like to showcase and sample some of our favorite stuff we've listened to this month. And we have a recording of three little clips, just short clips from these podcasts that we'd like to show our viewers so they can decide if they want to listen in.
That's right. This first podcast, DJ Blue Dream, I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it specifically, you know, this is a, I would say a podcast of personalities is how I would describe
Absolutely.
It. You know, I love those podcasts where you listen in and that person's personality is just them talking about how they're seeing the world. And that's what this is. Let's take a listen to the podcast, The Sticky Brothers Experience.
Well, that's what...
Live. All right, guys, welcome back to Sticky Brothers Podcast.
Do not just start. We are having an argument. We are having the argument right up the top. All right?
Let's get to it.
If the little leaguers don't want to wear the pads, then they don't got to wear them.
Welcome to the podcast.
And
welcome to the podcast.
And that's the whole length of the episode. it's a pretty...
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah, it was a really intense argument that was quickly diffused, podcast started and then just ended as fast. I just thought it was like a beautiful kind of metaphor for the times we're living in right now.
Yeah. It's interesting too. And I know that was just a short sample and but it was a whole episode, but we do have let's give them a taste of episode two here so that they can kind of get a better feel for the show.
Let me play
this.
That
is the Sticky Brothers Experience, episode two.
I'm bleeding, man. I'm bleeding, man.
I'm getting cold, man. Listen to me, Steven. I want you to know I don't want to ride a horse.
So an even shorter episode than episode one.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And so the next, so those are the first two episodes. The next episode is a 6-hour episode that takes place in the jail cell, you know, you gotta, I'm not gonna spoil it for you. You gotta hear it for yourself, but it's very good. DJ Blue Dream, what was another podcast you really loved this week?
I had a blast listening to that you know, really wonderful kind of, it was almost like a collaborative podcast, I would call it. It really defies categorization. It was called the Brotherhood of the Traveling Cargo Shorts. They really touched on some interesting themes and stuff every week. Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Let's hear them out.
No, I was just like, if you really think about where the cargo shorts were at first, if you really think about where were they at first, then you can really start thinking about where are they gonna get now. Because we only have two legs. And if we think that I'm gonna be able to hoard those shorts, pants, anything that's cargoed, you're wrong. So for the next 6 weeks, me and
When I first put on the cargo shorts, I remember saying to my wife, look, things are going to get good now. Life's going to get good. But it wasn't that simple.
This was Henry Schoenshoulder. He was the founder of Cargo Shorts Unlimited. And he was the guy I had to talk to before I could even set foot in the cargo world.
Yeah, man, it's great to talk to you. It's really cool to meet a high school kid who's as ambitious as you are. So you want to come inside the store?
It was an old store, something you'd see in a magic book made of magic. No bricks, no wood, no stone. It was all water, because in the future, all modems are made of water.
Yes. That's a fact. Look, if you want to walk down the water aisle or if you want to swim up the stone aisle, you let me know, man, and I will go with you.
Hey, we're running out of cargo shorts back here. That was Miranda. I'd learn a lot from her, from sewing to needlepoint to knowing how to take in always.
Come here, let me measure your legs. Oh, there we go. I'm coming a little close, am I? And let me go around the backside.
Miranda tried to have sex with me. I declined. Not because I didn't
and
want
that's
to.
That's where we have to leave this episode, right? With that cliffhanger there. And it's a
comes
really,
around later.
It's a really deep dive into really a story about sexual harassment. And so you've got to give it.
You have to
give
the
whole season a listen. Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. This final one, DJ Blue Dream, I thought was really informative, mm-hmm. you know, and I thought NPR did it again. The same network that's brought you, you know, so many wonderful podcasts in the past, Radio Lab, and
This American Life.
Yeah. Brought a new documentary historical style podcast simply called Bro History. Let's give a listen.
Yeah, no, I mean, back then, if you gave me any kind of clear piping, I would shotgun a beer out of it. And that's just my life.
Could this be true? Could a friend of mine, a colleague from work, also have problems with drinking? I decided to investigate a little bit deeper. So I went to talk to his mom.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's easy. It's easy because it's, first off, I can open any bottle with my teeth. Any bottle.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand that.
And, you know, why don't you just try to open one right now? Do it.
Oh, wow, yeah, no, you go ahead. I can't
no,
do it.
No, you go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just a dork.
No, bro, do it, bro.
He went on insisting that I do this for almost 2 hours. At the end, I finally did it. Okay, all right, let me just get a... No!
I mean, if you want to replace these teeth, it's going to cost you, I don't know, $4 million.
That was what the first dentist said. That was when I decided I was going to get a second opinion.
I don't know. I mean, if you're looking at these teeth to be fixed, maybe something around $4 or $5 million.
Okay. And that was what the second opinion said. So I decided to go see a friend of my family's, George, the dentist. He lives in the woods.
Yeah, man, I can get that done for you, but I'm going to need something in return.
I had a guess what he was going to say, a certain number.
I'm going to need a whole bunch of cutout numbers, all right? I'm going to need a whole bunch of cutouts.
I discovered that my family's friend, he was lost. He had become a crazed person who understood nothing of currency, of value, and the value of his own time. So that's when I became his new roommate. And we
yeah, man. Look, man, that's your side of the goddamn room, all right? That's your side, all right? Now, I made this. Look, you want a bed out of hair? Well, then use your own fucking hair. That's my hair, okay? That's my fucking hair.
That's Puff Puff Podcast. Oh, man. Guys, what a blast. What a blast. That was so fun. Pleasure. How are you feeling? Are you guys still feeling pretty high? Still feeling pretty stoned?
Getting pretty cottonmouth.
Experiencing that as well. But I was great. Also subconsciously going through what I could make for dinner.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna make turkey sausage pasta.
Mm. I got some jackfruit. I'm gonna fucking cook that shit up. I'm gonna make some rice, put that jackfruit on top. Are you kidding me?
Okay, nice. That sounds good. That sounds good. I think I'm going to order some Thai.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I was also thinking about that earlier. Like, oh, maybe I'll get some Thai food.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, this is so much fun. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Of course, man. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Getting high, doing comedic challenges. Where can people find you? What are you able to plug? Online, any shows or anything like that, Joey?
Yeah, every Wednesday do a improv live stream at Westside Comedy Theater's Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/ I think Westside Comedy Theater. You could check out Brews Brothers on Netflix. Mikey's on that shit. It's fucking funny as hell. And nice. Check out my comedy album, It's called Good Night. You can get it.
I was going to play your comedy album as well. It's so funny.
Thank you, dude.
Awesome.
And yeah, Bruce Brothers on Netflix. Check that shit out.
Yeah, congrats. Hell yeah. That's great. Check out Bruce Brothers.
Great.
Twitter, Instagram, anything like that, Mike?
Oh, yeah, give me a Magic Mike Castle on Twitter. And then I'm not good at Instagram, but I'm Bike Tassel on there.
Guys, this is a blast. Thank you so much for doing this again.
That's right.
And
Now that the potato famine has hit, I'm going to head out.
Yeah, I'm going to head out. It's almost 10 p.m.
Right, I'm going to head out. Yeah.
Peace.
Stay tuned up and high,
you guys.
Kate Thompson.
And I'm Mark David Christensen. And together we host Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast.
The show dedicated to the half-demon hero brought forth by writer-artist Mike Mignola and published by Dark Horse Comics.
Each week we discuss everything Hellboy.
Plus his expanded universe with the BPRD, Abe Sapien, Lobster Johnson, and many more.
That's Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.